Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that the people at Care listen to this dumb show every single day just like you? I don't know if the techs do, but like the people in the office do. I think the techs actually have taste. Anyway, they're fans just like you. Support them the way they support us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
I respond to people talking to me like I'm a toddler.
Yeah.
Like when I go to the dentist, I think they have something in my file. Treat him like a child. Because it doesn't matter what hygienist I have, they're like, hey, buddy. Hey, is that hurting you a little bit? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
You want a sucking candy? They don't say that. It's the dentist.
They're probably not going to give you like sugary candy
right
at the dentist.
Hey,
but
I'm
going to
clean
it.
Your teeth. Here's sucking candy. But they treat me like a child. You know what? I like that. Maybe some people would find that patronizing.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me like that. Talk to me like a man. I don't want to be a man.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Wild Card Wednesday.
Oh, it's wild, baby.
Yes.
It's all happening. How are you doing, man?
Oh, I have problems.
You have problems?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's good to know that you're acknowledging your problems, at least.
Well, I acknowledge many of my problems, but today I have a new problem.
Mm.
Here's my new problem.
Okay.
So, I was grooming myself.
In what particular way?
I've got a little clipper specifically for man hair.
When you say clipper, you mean like an electric razor?
Well, no, like a little tiny. I mean, it's made to be used.
It clips hair, but it's a shaving application.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
It's electric. You can put guards on it, but I don't put guards on it.
Yeah, you go right to the skin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Good band name. Right to the Skin.
Absolutely.
I don't even know what it means.
That's more of an album title.
Oh, yeah. You know what it is. That's really.
Downtown Rat Problem's got a new album.
Right to the Skin.
Yes. It's their best work in years. So it had been a while. I don't groom often. Not as often as my wife thinks that I should. But I do start to think maybe I should be trimming down there when I've just lost sight of my penis.
Okay.
Just gone.
Sure.
So, you know, I successfully managed to do that. And then I was looking at, look, things happen when you get older. All right, I'm 44 years old. Hair grows differently than it did when I was younger. I noticed my pit hair was getting extra long. Like I could put dreadlocks in my pit hair.
That's some long pit hair.
So I've got my little, I'm like, why don't I just take a little bit of this pit hair off?
Okay.
That was more than I thought. I got to do the other side now, even it out.
You didn't put a guard on before this?
No guard. So that's my fault.
Well,
again,
yeah.
This is amateur hour. Anyway, one thing led to another, and I don't have any pit hair left.
All right.
And I feel so...
That's all right.
No, it's not all right, because I feel like... And no one would know. No one.
No, I know. I wouldn't have known.
I know. And now thousands of people know.
Yeah. Because,
but every interaction that I've had today... Like, welcome to McDonald's, may I help you? First of all, that's never the greeting I get. The greeting I get is, what? I'd love to get a welcome to McDonald's. But I feel the need to say, hi, I don't have any pit hair today. I'll take a number one with a Diet Coke, please. I feel the need to introduce myself.
Sure.
As the man.
It's
not intentional. I'm not a no pit hair guy. There was an incident today. I didn't mean to take all of it off. I just want to let you know. Sir, you're wearing a sweatshirt. No one can tell. I understand, but I just feel bad about this.
You're, and I'm sure you're going to experience it soon, the itchiness that will come with the stubble coming in.
Oh, I'm quite sure.
Well,
the Dana stubble feel is coming.
There's only one way to go. I mean, lots of people, men, women, They shave their armpits like with a razor blade, you know, all the way, put the lather
why,
on.
Why would I do that?
Because you're already that close. No, you might as well get smooth into there.
No. It's still going to grow back and be prickly.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, think about how many millions of people are grooming themselves like that all the time. All you're doing
I don't want to be that guy.
I mean, I live in a household with three girls, my wife. I mean, everybody's going to be shaving their pits if they're not already. You know,
I
mean,
my wife shaved her pits.
I'm going to start shaving mine. I think I got to learn. I mean, think about that. With, you know, if I don't have boys, but like if my boy son had come to me and said, "Dad, I need help shaving my facho," I'd have to say, "All right, well, I can know how to. I know how to do that. I've helped do that. That's fine." But like, if one of my girls is like, "Dad, I don't know how to shave my pits," I'm gonna be like, "Me either. Talk to your mom." I guess I got to learn, right? I gotta shave my own pits.
Now
I should join you.
We asked the question many months ago, and the answer surprised us. How many of you pee in the shower? We were surprised by the answer.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It's a lot of you, because I don't, and Bone doesn't. But people in this building,
there was a lot of not just pee.
I'm going to get to that. And I was floored by the amount of you that your word, not mine. Waffle stomp.
That was the word. Was you have the drain?
You poop in the shower.
It has a waffle effect to it. And then people would go to the bathroom, stomp it through there. And I wanted to, I've never in my life wanted to quit radio more than that day. I don't really want to quit radio at all. That's just, that day I was like, you know what? I don't know if I'm prepared for more of these types of answers on questions that I didn't know I had. But that disturbed me that day.
So my question is to all of you, how many of you dudes out there shave your pits or groom your pits?
Well, and you know what? Maybe the trouble area for you is not your pits, but maybe you're grooming. Maybe you're manscaping in some way. You know,
I think everybody has to groom a little, right?
I got news for you. There's zero grooming happening.
Nothing.
I mean, the neck. I shave the neck, downstairs?
Decorative.
What
parsley?
Who's seeing it? Who cares?
But don't you? It's not who's seeing it. Don't you find that things get trapped and? Because
are you doing running through like a wildeberry like bush? What are you talking about? You got stuff clinging to you there?
Yeah, I do.
How often are you getting naked around things that could get in there?
No. I'm not talking about physical things. I'm talking about the shaft itself.
Yeah.
You get tangled up in the weeds. And then I have to sort of adjust myself.
I guess I don't have a level of thickness. Of downstairs,
maybe
like
it's
I'm
just
saying,
me.
What I'm saying is, my apparatus has never been tangled.
I wish I had that problem.
And again,
I'm tangled all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying.
I've got like Rapunzel down there. Apparently,
if you had like summer sausage and there was like some hay around that, I feel like the summer sausage would not be encumbered by the hay.
But I'm telling you, mine is. It's not
okay.
A vanity thing. It's really not. It's a comfort thing.
Okay.
Because I find myself just putting my hand down my pants and trying to free Willie from the thorn bush.
I see. Yeah, see, people in the chat are just being crass. They're like, oh, yeah, I bet because your spouse is probably... It's like, no. This has nothing to do... We've been married. You guys have been married a long time. We've been married a long time. There's no secrets among married people like us. It's nothing about that. The grooming of that has all, that time has gone.
And if we crap with the door open, it doesn't,
right.
Who cares?
My wife, I stood there and watched my wife deliver three children. There's no secrets anymore. There's no mystery anymore to any of this.
I've been married 18 years. How long have you been married?
It'll be 19
all
in
right.
December.
There you go. We have no secrets.
No.
As a matter of fact, wish we had some.
We have marriages that are older, like they're old enough to vote. In fact, I think they should. I think you and I should be able to go in and be like, "Hi, I'm voting."
You know who my marriage is voting for?
Same here.
You got it. I wish we had some secrets. My God,
yeah.
Am I the only one that gets tangled up in the weeds?
I mean, how tangled are you?
Oh, pretty tangled.
Are you talking about the weeds get caught on the underwear? Like, is that?
No, it has nothing to do with the underwear.
Everybody has like a moment where you get a little pinch, a little something like that.
The hairs get so long that they get trapped in the top of the turtleneck apparatus.
No, mine don't get that long. Right, I guess I got to say, mine, I don't know if they stop growing or if they just they stay kind of a consistent length. I don't know.
This is the thing. I think we should talk more about this stuff in an open forum.
They're supposed to fall out after. I mean, like
fall. I wish they'd fall out.
No, human body hair, your hair on your head, your hair on your arms, your hair anywhere you have, your body replenishes it over time. Like one little follicle falls out, the ones around it keep growing. Eventually the new one grows in and then another one falls out. That's how your body, you don't have hair that you've had since you were like I've, you know, if you've never shaved your arms, you don't have the same arm hair from when you were 15.
I got it.
It's like it, I just it grows. It falls out.
Wildebeest genes down there.
You get, I guess.
It goes.
Well, you really do have the sweater thing going down there.
And when I say I have a little tool that helps me, it's actually a huge hedge trimmer.
It's gas powered. You just sit there like,
oh, the battery chokes. You can't have battery. Jokes, man.
You go into like a Menards. You're like, hey, can you sharpen up the blade on this here hedge trimmer? And they're like, yeah, sure. It's, you know, it's in the middle of winter, though. And you're like, that's not what I'm using it for.
Like,
not for the grass.
Timmy was telling me a couple years back about his electric snowblower.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Sure. And is that what we're calling it now?
No, stop it.
I didn't know what we were talking
stop
about.
Stop it now. His electric snowblower. And I said, yeah, my problem with that has always been, I'm always leery if there's like a heavy, wet snow. Is that going to do the job?
Sure.
And he goes, oh, it does the job.
Does the job.
Does the job.
Of course.
So I go out and I get myself an electric snowblower.
All right.
First snow of the season. It's one of those 34 degree slushy snows. I go out there. The thing just looks at me and says, get real.
So Timmy steered you wrong on that one.
Yes, he steered me wrong.
That's too bad. I mean, I have electric appliances for lots of my lawn care needs, but yeah, I don't do the snowblower thing, so I have no experience on that.
Let me tell you something. They may make them more powerful now.
I'm sure they do.
I have no idea, but it could not handle the wet snow.
No?
Not like the gas.
No, the gas. You go to Minnesota, it's all gas all the time when it comes to snowblowers, I'm quite sure.
This is what I tell people all the time. It's like, it's 10 degrees, we can't have school. Do they just cancel school?
They cancel
all winter
life.
Long
Minnesota,
in Minnesota?
People in Minnesota just live inside,
like,
don't
no
go out for like
8 months.
No children
go to school? How do we start the buses? I don't know, they have magic buses up there in St. Paul? Call them. What antifreeze are you putting in there? I'll buy the same.
I know. That's what I mean, you know, you go to like Denver, right? That's a mile high up in the air. You don't think they're having some snow? They go to school, don't they? They figure it out.
I'm guessing they go to school.
Yeah. Got to figure this out.
All right, we'll start the show for real. I don't know what the hell this was. But I do want to know how many of you out there groom regularly. Undercarriage.
Could be your chest.
Pits.
If you're a guy and you have chest hair, could be pit hair, could be lots of different areas could be groomed.
And am I the only one that gets the hot dog tangled up in the weeds?
Apparently.
That
I don't
know
why.
Know
you
too.
Know what? It's of the two of us. You're the one who's dealing with it. I'm not dealing with that, but maybe other people are. It has to do with the amount and thickness of the growth.
Well, either that or the size.
Well, it could be the length of the
shaft.
Yeah, right. Or the length of the hair. There's that too. If you like Crystal Gale down there, you know, I don't know. Go look her
Bodie
up. If you don't know Crystal Gale,
Bodie's taping it to his leg over there. He doesn't have a problem. What? Wild Card Wednesday.
Sure.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from 23 to 71. And we've got some slower traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With super low down payments, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Down payments vary, does not mean savings. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
happen.
Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
It's Wild Card Wednesday. You can tweet the program at Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093.
I just had an epiphany in the last break where we just spent 15 minutes talking about bodily shaving. We talked about you having issues with hair and tangled pee-pee. Just all, I mean, very detailed discussions about our bodies.
I think we should.
This is fine. Yes, I know. And we said this in front of thousands of people. However many people listen to us on a day-to-day basis, 2,000. I don't know how many people. Whoever you are, thank you for listening. But we can't see you. We don't work with you on a day-to-day basis. You listen to us every day, and we appreciate that. But what happens after a segment like that is I will sit here and I'll turn the microphone off, take my headphones off, and go, I don't know if I can go out around my coworkers right after I just spent time discussing my delicate parts of my body. And then Mike gets up, in contrast to me, walks outside, takes his headphones off, just like, well, hello, coworkers, how are you? Yes, hi there, everyone. I just spoke to you about how my turtleneck and my hairs get caught up together downstairs. Now let's have a regular work discussion.
First of all,
I just think that makes you a psycho.
I am a psycho, but not just because of that.
Well, I'm just saying that's evidence of it.
First thing, it's cute that you think they're even listening to us out there. No one's listening.
Yes, but on the off chance they heard it. And then I'm just going to walk out there like when you've been in here like, oh, I got brownie batter in my sweater. Oh, you ever have problems wiping? Anyway, how's it going there, fish? Yeah.
I just walk out there and do that. Salesperson who has been here years asked me the other day, what time you go on the air today? Same time I go on every single day.
What time you 3 go on
o'clock.
The air?
3 o'clock.
Now, if you're new here or you don't listen to our station, that's totally fine. This someone who works with us here?
Years.
Off the air.
What time are you going on today?
Off the air, I'm getting a name. And I'm sending an email.
You know who
I'm going to send. I have my suspicions.
You know who it is.
I'm sending an email.
All right, Wild Card Wednesday. Guardians beat the Reds, clinched the division. Wonderful choice of clothing in the celebration, too. It's like they were reading T-Bone's mind.
I love it. This is a battle for Ohio. There should be some heat on this thing. And I like that there was, because the Guardians got it done. They won yesterday. Obviously, more on the line than just that, right? Because they clinched the division, too. Is that what they did yesterday?
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah, I wasn't listening to you.
I just said, I know.
But the shirts they wore.
I go on at 3. 3 o'clock. It was you who said it. What time do we go on today? 3.
I can't think about the show before. I got to just walk in here fresh. No, but they had the shirt on that said, Cincinnati is in Kentucky. Jose Ramirez has a stogie. He's covered in champagne. He's got the goggles on. The shirt says, Cincinnati is in Kentucky. I just want to say thank you all for carrying that message around. We appreciate it. We've been trying to get that spread around here with the crew and FC Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. It obviously is transcending sports now. We have not just soccer people involved. Baseball people are getting involved with that, and I love it. It's
so
great.
Congratulations to all the Guardians fans out there, and congratulations to Reds fans, because you had your debut game by new manager Slappy White, whatever the hell his name is.
He's going to be great.
Yes, whatever.
Grady Sizemore is actually your interim manager.
Grady Sizemore is managing the White Sox.
And how about them last night?
And they
pissed me off last night.
No, big win. They're going for history. Loss number 121 on the season. No modern baseball team. And what's modern mean? 1900 to now.
Over 100 years of baseball.
124 years of baseball is what modern is. No one has done this. They had a chance to do it last night in front of their home crowd. A lot of people came just to see that. They brought their bags to the game.
Yeah.
And the stuff they put on their heads. Hey, see what I did there?
Hey. I like it.
They brought their own bags to the game.
Bag.
You got Coke Zero.
Bag.
Why not?
I love the way to say bag.
Hag.
Bag.
Bag.
That's good.
Anyway, all season long, you get to the eighth inning. You're losing. White Sox have lost every single one of those games. Every single one.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night, you had a chance to make history. You're losing in the eighth inning. And this is the night they decide to come back and win.
It's a miracle.
Pathetic. Yeah. Try harder to lose tonight. I stayed up late to watch that crap.
Oh, you know they're motivated tonight. They're like, guys, we did that last night. We've never done this before. Who's to say we can't go on a 5-game, 6-game win streak here and see this thing out and not be the sole possessors of the worst record in baseball. Wouldn't that actually be the most White Sox thing they could do? Is not just be that awful, but then tie the record. You've had this whole season of futility. It has been so bass-ackwards all season long for that team that then they get into the final week and they go, you know what we're going to do? Win all the games. We're just going to go out there and actually rip off a nice little winning streak to make sure we don't, at least with all that terribleness, let's get our name in the record books as the worst. You can't even do that right, possibly.
And I'm reading a story yesterday about how, you know, Grady Sizemore, who is the manager of this team right now, has a real chance of getting the job permanently.
Oh, look at
next
that.
Year. Even though Chris Getz, their GM, had this big song and dance about we need outside voices, we need somebody who's in uniform right now, we need somebody who's been a manager before. And then you look at me with a straight face and say, but this guy who's been out of the league for 5 minutes, who's never really had another coaching job ever, he could be our manager next season. It amazes me. This organization that I'm cursed to root for, you know, Grady Sizemore, good guy, seems like he's doing a nice job, no experience whatsoever. His general manager, Chris Getz, has never worked for another organization, no experience whatsoever. The guy that he took over for, Rick Hahn, had never worked for another organization, no experience whatsoever. The guy that Rick Hahn took over for, Kenny Williams, had never worked for another organization whatsoever. The old man hires these people that he can control and then says, why don't I win more games? No. I don't spend money and I hire the same dummies that have no experience anywhere else.
I'm not even convinced that Jerry Reinsdorf cares about winning games. He cares about getting the new stadium paid for by someone that's not named him.
Whatever.
But at this point,
he's not concerned with winning games. You're right.
But he's concerned about doing it his way. Doesn't that seem like that's the number one priority for him is, I will do things the way I want to, and I defy you to tell me differently. Yes, but sir, I hate to bring this up. You're on the precipice of setting the all-time record for most losses a Major League Baseball team's ever had. You've tied it. It could be yours if one more game is lost this year. Do you think maybe it's not about doing it your way because your way sucks? Then what does he do? Whip out the 2005 video? To show you, hey, look at this.
If he had any self-awareness, he wouldn't be him. This is what I tell you all the time about people.
I know. He's obviously too far gone for that. But
I wish I could teleport to the game tonight, friends. I'd be right there with you. With the bag on my head.
Bag! An old hag has a bag of eggs.
Bag! You know, it would just be par for the course. They set the record tonight. And then, you know, because it happens on a normal Wednesday night anyway. Somebody in the stands gets shot.
Oh, is that... Is that right?
That happens.
Sure.
Well, maybe if you weren't so fat and hiding the gun in your fat rolls, you wouldn't shoot yourself.
I still, that is the most mind-boggling thing to me that has happened around the White Sox, and a lot of bad has happened around them, was a person got shot during a game in the ballpark.
Two people got shot.
And they said, one, play ball.
Let's just keep delaying the game.
Keep on going. Not stop the game at all. Let's keep that happening. And then also they said, we don't know where the gunfire came from.
Inside the stadium, outside the stadium.
Like you said, they tried to blame the person. They said, oh, this lady who got shot had a gun under her fat rolls, which I'm sure she's just like, first I catch a stray and then I catch a stray. I can't win. This is BS.
Don't they do ballistics testing like under the fat rolls? There's got to be some sort of gunpowder residue.
They've abandoned that theory now.
Yes, I don't think they said that happened.
But it's like, who was sitting there? Just some guy who's like a security guard eating just like a Polish?
Maybe if you weren't
somebody's...
so damn fat, right? You shot like, yourself.
Oh, yeah, this fat lady probably shot herself with her own gun. I've seen it a million times.
Like, is that what happened? How do they not get to the bottom of this? It was a year ago or more that this happened, right?
You're dealing with two wonderful entities. The Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Police Department. Two wonderful entities.
Sure.
I have some sad news to report. I'll give it to you coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slower traffic on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to 33. And watch for a disabled vehicle that's on the right shoulder of westbound 270 on the north outer belt at Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Wildcard Wednesday. T-Bone's going to sell you something.
Well, Mike, as you know, my guys at Able Roof, they're able to get the job done in one day with 24-hour turnaround on most jobs. Done in a day, good for a lifetime. And Able has been voted the number one roofing company in Columbus for 22 years in a row. Think about that. 22 years in a row, they've been getting the job done. They can get it done for you. Now, with no payments and no interest until 2026 from Able Roof, and up to $1,000 off a new roof, siding, and windows. But you got to call them now. 614-444-ROOF. For Able Roof, call him today, 614-444-ROOF.
Sad news to report. I didn't realize that he was still active. I don't think he is. But Josh Gordon has announced his retirement from the NFL.
Well, so, that is...
there you go.
That is too bad.
He was with the Chiefs for like a couple of years, right? Didn't do much.
That feels right. Also, would be of the guys you would say probably are like... If you could create a player in real life, like in a video game, and that player comes to real life with the attributes that would make them like the best at what they do. I mean, he had all the attributes you want physically to be a wide receiver in the NFL.
Well, and it wasn't just in theory. We saw him do this on the football field, too. Unfortunately, the personal demons got the best of him, and that was the end of that.
Yeah, an incredible talent, though, from, you know, just the pure talent standpoint. One of those guys that you just wonder what could have happened if, you know, everything off the field had been right. How could it have been on the field for him? No way to know.
It's Wild Card Wednesday. Please do text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Talking about manscaping, how many of you do it? Matt from Hilliard. Manscaped for many years. I share Common Man's issues of being caught in the weeds.
Okay.
I trim my armpit hair regularly, as well as landscaping below the equator, which includes the cracky.
Oh.
Includes cracky.
Okay.
I don't bother with cracky.
Now... See, I don't want to get too detailed, but...
Well, yeah, all
no,
right.
Well, hang on. No, here's what I'm trying to say. We're saying, like, manscaping is a term. There's, like, a company that uses that as their branding. I've always thought of that as, like, you are main... Like a hedge. You are maintaining some foliage there. You are not going scorched earth, right?
I mean, it can be both, depending
on
your preference.
Landscaping done around your house, it's mowing the grass. It's not just digging it all up and replacing it with stones. Like, I'm saying...
That could be landscaping, too.
Fair enough. You're right. Here's my question. When we're going for Flacco My Cracko, like, are we talking, this guy, I need you to come back and text us on the burner phone. Let us know. Is that a trim? Or are you going somewhere and getting something applied that then...
Oh,
rips it
waxing.
All out. Are you getting a little, yeah.
Flacco, my cracko.
I think we figured out what that finally means. Mm-hmm. A year on. Now we, yes, hi, I'm here for, what kind of, did you want a Brazilian? Nope, I need a Flacco, my cracko. And they go, got it. Know what you mean. Perfect.
Send me more things. And don't send me pictures. I just clicked on someone's picture of their
groomed shaft. Come on, what are you doing?
Shaft.
Send
Stop
them to
it.
Me. Come on, everybody knows that.
Chad says, shave my balls and shaft every Sunday. Never get tangled, though. But that is the Lord's day for shaft shaving.
And on the seventh day, you shall shave your shaft.
The
Lord took care of all of that business. Chaz, not Chad. Chaz says, never in my life have I felt closer to Common Man. # entangled turtleneck.
See, this is why we're here.
I know.
All right? We're here to help all of you. Because maybe there's some of you out there like that person, Chaz.
Yeah.
Who said, no one's ever related to me. I can't talk to people about that. Oh, here's Crazy Radio Guy. He's talking about that.
Sure.
I am a freak, so you don't have to be.
Well, that's exactly it. Now, do you ever get, like, do your...
I'm excited there, for where this is going.
Does it get knotted up down there?
Yeah. With,
like, where you got to untie some stuff? Is there, like, a...
Like, it gets tangled. If I neglect, that's why I had to trim.
Well, like, you get... people have long hair. They have to brush their hair out. Otherwise, they get the little...
No, I don't have a little brush. Maybe okay, I should invest in one.
Maybe you should.
Like a mustache comb, but instead...
Sure, yeah. They've got... Someone's got to be making a down there groomer, right?
Just they make that everything, all. Buddy.
That's what I'm saying. So someone's got to have some kind of comb brush apparatus for downstairs that you'd use when you need to.
Crew going for yet another trophy tonight. So first of all, Bone, you're mm-hmm. wearing your crew stuff today.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is the trophy tonight? Because it seems like every time I look up, they're going for another trophy. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being I'm sleeping, I don't care, 10 being this is the greatest thing ever, how much did I care about this?
I mean, it's a chance for the crew to win another trophy. This is called the Campeones Cup.
Campeones.
Which is the, it is a one-off game. There's no tournament associated with this. There was no long thing that they had to do other than win MLS Cup last year, which of course is the entire goal they had anyway.
All right, so they're playing the winners from the Mexican League, correct?
Yes, so the winners of MLS Cup last year and Liga MX, they play each other, the Mexican League. So that
and
is
the game
why
is
happened.
Here.
Yes.
Not in Mexico, so no.
It always happens.
Diarrhea.
The MLS champion gets to host it. This is a tournament, largely a tournament. It's a one-off game that's meant to sell some tickets, make some cash for both those leagues, gives them another trophy game to have. The crew won this in 2021 when they beat Cruz Azul 2-0. So if they win this, this would be their second Campeones Cup. MLS teams have won it 3 of the 6 years it has been put forward. So tonight we'll break the tie one way or the other.
Okay.
But I mean, what are you asking me? Do I want the crew to win this? Is it important?
I think we all want them to win. My question is how much value do you put in it?
Well,
that's all.
Let me show you the value that the crew have put on it. They had Cucho Hernandez the last two games they played. They brought him in off the bench
coming
in the second
half. Yeah.
That was for this. So he can go okay. 90 in this. I would be shocked if he doesn't start this game. He talked about how fresh he feels. He's ready for this game. The players want this game too. It's another trophy. I mean, it's when you're like, and the crew are not there, obviously. No team really can be in North America. But if you're Manchester City, if you're Real Madrid, if you're these teams that play in Champions League and your cup thing and all this other stuff they have, at some point you look up every other week and it's like, oh, Manchester City's got another trophy game. What's this one for? You know, like they, and they're like, we won 17 trophies this year. Real Madrid has this where they win
the
all these trophies.
Are becoming the North American version
when
of
you're
that.
This successful. And then of course your leagues now, they want more trophies to show off how good their league is, all that stuff. It's another chance to showcase yourself on a bigger stage than just MLS. So
see, this is why you're here.
It's a good thing
to tell us these things. So
well,
crew and Club America tonight,
tonight at lower.com field. So, I'm sure there are maybe some tickets available. If you want to go, get out there, check it out.
Miles Garrett is extra dead. Details next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You'll find traffic is moving a little slow on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. And we have a couple minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between Hamilton Road and 270. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Their BMI is higher than their IQ. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends Care Heating and Cooling.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the crew. I forgot to say that the crew on Friday are doing something.
Oh,
they're going to the White House.
That's right.
They're going to the White House to meet with the president to celebrate them winning MLS Cup.
Yes.
And I think it'll go something like this.
I don't know.
It might. It might.
Who's here?
I really don't know.
The 2008 Columbus Crew got to go to the White House. I remember talking to some of them about that. For a little podcast project I did many moons ago called The Cup. You can go listen to that if you'd like to, wherever you get podcasts. It's all about the 08 team winning MLS Cup. They did not get to go in 2020 because of a little thing called the pandemic. They won MLS Cup in 2020, but no White House visits were done the following year, so that didn't happen for them. But I'm glad they get to go this time. It's a good thing. It's a good thing that a team gets honored for winning, you know, their championship. You should be invited there. I hope that no one tries to invite the LAFC team as well, just to make sure everybody feels good. I'm glad we're just inviting the champions and the champions alone. We don't need to invite the team that lost. That's fine.
I don't know what's going on.
All right. How's he doing?
Dead.
Oh, Joe Pa's dead.
Yeah, Pa's dead.
That's right. I knew that. Thought I'd ask. Right. I have a question from the listeners for Wildcard Wednesday.
Hold on.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah. You had to get off of all that.
Yeah, I got a lot of Joe Pa's sound out there.
Horde Fest says, my guys, who at 97.1 The Fan is the guy who can get you things like Red from The Shawshank Redemption? If you need a new chair, a new computer, a poster of Rita Hayworth, who is going to always deliver?
Heather.
I was just going to say, it's slash not a guy. Max. It's Max. Max is the guy slash Heather upstairs.
Actually, I was pissed off today because our little cafe up there, they haven't restocked the Sprite Zero. And I went up to Max and I said, what the hell?
Yeah.
No Sprite Zero in the fridge. And she picked up the phone in 2 seconds and got on the phone with somebody. Now, she could have just been making it up for my benefit.
No. This is the thing I like about Max. I like lots of things about Max. She's a well-rounded person. She's a great coworker and a good friend. But also, she's the type of person that if you are in the office going, you know what? This person really grinds my gears. I can't stand them. They did this thing the other day. If it's someone that she can actually get a hold of, she'll be like, oh, hang on a second. Hey, why are you being an idiot to Bone? And then they'll be like, oh, I don't know. I'm so sorry. She's like, no candy for you ever. And then hangs up. And then they're like, I'm sorry. And then they come and apologize. She doesn't wait around. She doesn't send an email with like, per our discussions in a meeting. When it's one person that is the problem, she just goes to that person's like, hey, you suck. Stop sucking.
Who was the one who sent that comment? Who was that?
That was Horde Fest.
All right. Horde Fest understands that there's one person in every single office that secretly runs the office. And it doesn't have to be the boss. Okay.
No, it usually isn't.
When
the boss.
I first started working here, there was a woman who worked here, older lady by the name of Sharon Allen.
Okay. Sharon. Yeah.
Sharon Allen was the big boss's secretary. But she ran the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody warned me, oh, Sharon, she's mean. I never had that problem with her because I recognized that she's the one really in charge.
She's the one who runs
and
the office.
And so I was always really nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
I'd stop in. I'd say hello. But I would see. I'd see other people react to her. And then she would react in kind. But then as soon as I came around, oh, Michael, how are you, sweetie? How was your weekend?
Oh.
And anything I needed then was right there.
That's great.
She would give me anything I wanted, and people would get jealous. How come she talks to you that way? Because I recognize the power that she has.
Absolutely.
That's why.
Right. Yeah. And you know what, too? This is just a good way of going about life. Till you figure that out in wherever you are, just treat everybody like they could ruin your life. You know what I mean? Like,
especially here. Let me tell you something. I can ruin your life here.
I'm just saying, you don't know, especially if you're new at an office or like if you're in school or whatever, like just treat everyone with respect, but also keep an eye out for that one or two people that could mess up a lot of things for you and just assume that's everyone until you find out who actually controls the power.
I had this discussion at the bus stop with the kids this morning. Today's lesson was about treating people with kindness, going out of your way to do one thing kind for somebody today. Because I said, you never know what can happen from that one thing, all right? You can change someone's entire day. Also, you have to think every single time you do something, how does this affect Greg Olson?
That's right.
You have to think about that.
By the way, what was their act of kindness? Listening to you today? Is that their act of kindness they do every day?
No, stop it. They love me. We were doing limbo with the umbrellas today.
Here comes
it was great.
The old man who pretends like he's still hip with the kids. Let's listen to him.
No, they like me because I make a fool of myself.
Well, that's good.
I tried to do a cartwheel the other day.
Yeah?
I knew I'd fail miserably.
You know, but they did it.
But I,
you tried.
They liked to see
you
fail.
Yes, they like to see you fail.
Yes.
How is the back doing after that?
Fine. I'm all right.
Are you? Whoa.
Yeah, I'm good right
good.
Now. That's
good.
A kiss of death. I'll go home and it'll die.
I don't want to jinx it.
Speaking of dead, Myles Garrett is extra dead. So we know he has the foot injury. Which foot? Both feet. Okay.
And apparently we found out last week. It's like, oh yeah, you know, from his childhood feet injuries where he had surgery. And I'm raising my hand going, I was not aware of his childhood feet injuries. I'm glad we now know that that's a thing that he had.
Apparently Les Miles. And Myles Garrett was in leg braces until he was 16 years old. I don't know.
Yeah, he was Forrest Gump out there.
So he's got, yeah, but he ran and then those things just ripped right off.
Shattered.
Look yes. at him. Yes. So he's got both feet. He's also listed on the injury report with Achilles and thigh.
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty much everything now, isn't it?
Well, the only thing left is, I think, knee, hip, and then like toes. That's all that's left in the leg.
Well, I mean,
everything
foot,
else.
Foot's, toes part of the foot.
Is it the whole, I don't know if the phalanges are the ones that are hurt here, if it's like more of a metatarsal kind of thing. I don't know.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
That's parts of your feet.
Phalange?
Phalange. Those are fingers, too. Fingers and toes are phalanges. I remember this from biology class.
I remember that was Phoebe's alter ego on Friends, Regina Phalange.
No, it wasn't, really?
Yeah, it was. It was the false
Regina
name.
Regina Fingers?
Regina Phalange.
I don't like that.
That was the name that she would give.
That's basically Regina Fingers is what she was saying.
All right.
It's a weird name.
Wildcard Wednesday. Lots of texts about grooming, and everybody who's texting says they do groom themselves. I got some people saying they shave their nipples.
Okay, sure.
They wax themselves.
Okay.
Lot of descriptive stuff, too.
Well, how descriptive are we going to get? Give me an example.
You got to groom, or it would be like spitting through a wig.
Why? Okay.
You asked me.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I have more questions. That did not answer the questions. That did not answer my question.
Like you, maybe every month or two, I manscape. Mm. But I have better control when it comes to the pits. I know you. If you're just tuning in, I accidentally shaved off all my pit hair.
You meant to trim up your pit hair because it was getting unruly.
I know, and then I trimmed a little bit too much, so I had to even it out on the other side, and I had to come back, and before you knew it, gone.
Gone.
Gone. And now I feel the need to introduce myself as, hi, I'm Mike. I have no pit hair.
I think what you need to do is go to one of those barbershops where they still do the straight razor shaves and just go and be like, hi, I need you to finish up the job here. Just raise your hand. Just
let's see what we're looking at here. I don't know what kind of accent that is. That's the barber,
is that the barber
accent. And then I just take off my shirt. What are you doing?
The barber accent that I had growing up was just a guy who was like my dad's age going, same thing as last time. And then that would, yes. And then be like, all right. How's your dad doing? That's every barbershop I went to is just, how's your dad doing? Because my dad apparently went to all the barbershops, and I just followed him around.
All right. The Kentucky Hillbillies are embracing amateur athletics. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit a 10-minute slowdown if you need to travel on northbound 71 on the north side from East Broad Street to 11th Avenue. And you're looking at a 5-minute delay on eastbound 161 from Little Turtle Way to New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts can vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Extra large, extra stupid. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wild Card Wednesday. Today's accidental topic is men grooming themselves, because I accidentally shaved off my pit hair today. I got too aggressive with the clipper. So now I feel like less of a man. I didn't feel like much of one before, but now I feel like nothing.
Are we opening up this? I mean, this is open to anyone who wants to talk about their grooming habits, I guess.
Females,
I mean,
it's just, can join as I well. Mean, I just I guess, don't have any frame of reference.
I guess men typically are the ones who are more averse to the grooming, right? Traditionally. Now, of course, that's all out the window these days, but traditionally, that's kind of where it's been, at least when I was growing up. Like, I, you know, guys like my dad weren't like, oh, yeah, I regularly am manscaping.
No, but I feel like dudes are more comfortable now.
Absolutely.
Speaking about such things, and we should be.
We should be. Well, everybody should be. It's great. Yeah.
If you're a longtime listener of this show, you know that my wife doesn't have any grooming issues anymore because she spent $6,000 on laser hair removal. Didn't tell me about it. So we have that.
Well, we have Emma Watson's bottom half, which is the name of the screen name of one of our fine listeners from Canada, Mikey, who likes to tweet the show from time to time. He says, my guys, here's his routine for what he does.
Oh, see, now I can't hear this. Here's why.
Why?
Because when they're just nameless people out there, faceless people out there, it doesn't bother me. I know Emma Watson's bottom half.
Yeah, I know.
We've met him personally, yes. And we're going to see him again. So now every single time I look at his face, I'm not going to be listening to a damn thing he's saying. I'm going to be thinking about his landing strip or lack thereof.
Fody, I just want to, again, so what your problem is here is when you know someone, you've met them a few times.
Oh, it's different. I'm on the show with you. Fody, we have no secrets.
Have we not heard like every single thing that's ever happened in this man's pants?
I'm just a clown here for your amusement. Nobody takes me seriously anyway.
I'm just saying.
You're not 100% wrong, but.
No, we've heard a lot. Anyway, here's what Emma Watson's bottom half says that he does. This is his routine. Back wax, straight razor shave at the barber. Nice. Pedicure. And here we go. Top pubes trim. All right. Tried, and this is where we get into a little bit more. Tried shaving my sack once, and it felt like a GD porcupine had moved in on the grow back. Never again. Thank you for the detail. Also, shout out to Mikey / Emma Watson's bottom half, who sent me a very nice soccer jersey from Girona, which is in Spain. It's a Spanish La Liga team.
My Girona.
Yeah. They had a big year last year, and he was there visiting. His wife's family's from there. Sent me back a jersey and some infused bourbon chocolate.
Nice.
Nice gift. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Nice.
Also, now I'm going to think about your shaving habits. So thanks for that.
Yep. What did I have for you? Oh, the Kentucky Hillbillies are embracing amateur athletics. Bone, you have this story.
Yes, this is, you know, they do the Midnight Madness thing where they tip off their season. They have basketball. They do it at midnight. It's the first day you're allowed to have these practices and everybody gets all excited. They have big pep rally. And then the team goes out and goes through like a glorified practice. You know, they do dunk competitions, just fun stuff like that. Well, they have announced that at Rupp Arena for this year, they are going to have an LED screen court. Now, we saw this previously if you watched any of the NBA All-Star Game festivities from last year when they were in Indianapolis. They had the like celebrity game and the skills competition, the three-point shootout, the dunk contest. They did all that on the LED floor.
So not wood.
No, it was a completely light-up screen. It actually, they had to dim the lights in the arena. When they would show the crowd, it was like, it almost looked like the lights just weren't working, but they had to do that so you could actually see the screen better. The screen lit up the rest of the arena a little bit, but that's what they're going to do for Midnight Madness. It will look really cool. I also think it's quite hilarious that people get bent out of shape about the amount of money that college athletes are getting these days, or like, oh, they've ruined sport. They're going to have an LED screen for a college practice. Okay. Wrap your brain around that. If you want to talk about where the money's going, all that stuff. We got money to pay the players. If we've got enough money to put LED screens down for one game that's not even a real game for a college practice, essentially. That's ridiculous.
May I ask how former Buckeye captain, Deadeye Dick from three-point range, Jay Burson, feels about all of this? Because Jay's job is to sell wood floors. I mean, he sells, not the wood floors you put in your house, basketball courts. And I'm talking, he puts them in for NBA teams, puts them in for high school teams, puts them in for college teams. Now, all of a sudden, this LED floor may put him out of business.
He's the first one I thought of because, you know, he would call us sometime. We used to talk to him regularly on the show And one, his phone would never work. It would always bleep and bloop and was became like a running joke for us. But oftentimes Jay would tell us when he was out, he'd say, oh yeah, I'm going to, you know, wherever there was a big thing happening, he would say, yeah, I'm in wherever the All-Star game was. I remember one year he was in Brooklyn because he was like, yeah, they're doing the All-Star game there. We did that floor. And I'm just thinking, what a life. He gets to fly all over the place, going to these big events. But you're right. If they all go to LED floors, Jay Burson's going to be not having as much to do.
You know, Bone, it pays to know people. I just got this email from someone who works at Kentucky.
Oh?
And apparently Jay Burson has given them a call when he found out about this news and left a voicemail from all one right. of the big uppity ups.
Okay.
Here you go.
Hello? Looky here, Kentucky actor. I heard through the grapevine that you changed your basketball floor to some kind of voodoo Haitian rattle torture LED screen bull. I guess you forgot who your number one source for the best wood east of the Mississippi is. This is how I make my living, actor. Maybe I'll take my talents to Arkansas just like your head coach and all the commits that actually give it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta go give my guy Shaq a back rub. But this is poppycock! Goodbye!
That's good.
I'll say, I knew Jay would be mad.
Mm-hmm.
This is his thing. This is what he does for a living. Puts in floors. Cusses people out.
Friends with Shaq.
Friends with Shaq, famously.
Friends with Shaq.
No, this is, if you don't know, Shaquille O'Neal was once asked, who was your favorite college basketball player? Is that wrong? Isn't that what he was asked?
No,
or is it just his favorite basketball player?
Burson was somewhere, some sort of thing. The Shaq was still playing in the league.
Okay.
I think it was with the Magic. Burson was somewhere, and he just hears from behind him, Jay Burson. And he turns around, and it's Shaq, and then Shaq proceeds to tell Jay Burson, tiny little white guy who played for Ohio State, that he was his favorite basketball player.
That's right. Okay.
Because so he was the complete opposite of Shaq. But he appreciated Jay Burson, what he could do, how he could score points with really none of the skill set that he had.
Well, yeah, but Jay was dead-eye shooter, famously broke his neck playing basketball.
That's
at
right.
Ohio State.
And they exchanged jerseys.
Did they really?
He got a Shaq autographed jersey, and Shaq got a Jay Burson autographed jersey.
Yeah. Well, that shows you how much game Jay Burson had back in the day. Everybody knew Jay Burson.
They became partners in crime then, so much so that they started their own flooring company. Did you know that?
I don't know if I remember that.
Yeah, well, maybe it's best that we don't remember it, but I'm going to play it anyway for you. Here's the commercial for that.
Hey, do you need a basketball court? Hi, I'm Shaq, and this tiny little white dude is Jay Burson. He's my friend, and he knows all about basketball floors.
Thanks, Shaq. At Ebony and Ivory Basketball Floors, we got every type of basketball floor imaginable. Hardwood, modular, even parquet tile.
Whether you run the floor like Shaq Fu or spot up like my man Jay Burson, you'll always have the comfort of knowing that Shaq and Jay Burson put your floor together piece by piece.
Side by side, living together in perfect harmony.
Stop before we get sued, Jay Burson.
Good call, Shaq.
Ebony and Ivory Basketball Floors.
I got wood.
At participating retailers, offer not good in Alaska or Hawaii. Jay Burson does not have wood.
That was good. Why didn't we win the Marconi again?
We didn't send him that one.
There's more in here from Jay. What I don't know what
do
these are.
Do we have any of him when we actually talked? Because this is back when Torg was here, where he would come on. I used to have to call him to set up the interviews. But he would always have phone problems. I know there's one in there where you guys had such bad problems with him.
This is
where he literally just started laughing at him.
This is not a bit. This is a real phone call from Jay Burson.
And we really struggled offensively also down the stretch. And give Penn State a lot of credit. They hung around and had a chance. Those two little guards, little Frazier and little Taylor Bass, were able to get penetration against us and wreak a little bit of havoc. They didn't necessarily score a lot for themselves, but they were able to draw defense and then to find other guys, open shooters or cutters. And then for them to just keep playing, you know, we got 10 or 12 there in the second half, and in the past,
record.
Penn State type of teams would have folded a little bit, but this team just kept going and playing, and typically, Jared Sullinger is a good free throw shooter, but not a great free throw shooter, and he's...
You get the gist, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There was also one time where Clark Kellogg called in, and he stole Jay Burson's phone.
Is that right?
This is really Clark.
Thought they did a really good job defensively and just didn't execute quite sharply enough kinds of shots you need in tight late-game situations. A guy can just really put it in the basket. Could be a nice injection. You know, maybe Aaron Kraft with the idea of getting his team a good shot. He has to be ready to take his good shot. That's an adjustment of mindset. Short jump shot. He went with the one-leg runner. Yeah, that's a good point, and that's something that a coach of that caliber is able to work through. How those other parts come into play.
Now, we splice that together, obviously, from the entire interview, but...
What happens if you're just a good Buckeye basketball player? Like, we just suddenly your phone doesn't work anymore? Like, if you call Michael Redd, is that what happens now?
Do they have the keyboard up and they're just rubbing their face on the keyboard?
I don't know. Because those, yeah, I mean, that could have been, at least with Burson, that was, Burson had a flip phone, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't working with
I don't think he still has a smartphone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But Clark Kellogg, I don't know if he had smartphone or not at that point, but. Could have been different types of phones, the whole thing. Just the common denominator is you're a Buckeye basketball player, your phone's just going to make bleeps and bloops.
More Wild Card Wednesday fun. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should watch out for an accident that's blocking the left shoulder on southbound 315's off-ramp to eastbound 670. And we have a small delay on westbound 670 from 71 to 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Discover. Time with family, laughs with friends, and cash back? Discover's got you covered on the last one. That's because Discover doubles all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year. With cash back match, see terms at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dumb. Very dumb. This is Man and Bone.
Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus in their soon-to-be-renamed ESPN Bet Sportsbook. 12,000 square feet. As a matter of fact, Bone and I will be broadcasting the show live. 3 to 6.
Yeah.
Because that's when we're on. Friday. So stop on by and see us. Must be 21 or older. Can't, like, sneak a baby in.
That's right. Don't even try.
No. But we're excited to see you. If you're in the YouTube chat, please come. I think F-Bomb Jen will have name tags for you.
Yeah.
That we know you by your moniker.
Or if you regularly interact with the show. Even if you don't. Maybe this is the first time you're ever going to say anything to any of us. Well, show up there and say
yes,
hi.
Yes, come out, please.
Yeah.
I put up this wall like I hate people, and I do, but I always get a kick out of meeting listeners of the show because
that's
you're
right.
Not well-adjusted people, and I can relate to that. Thank you.
There you go. We find common ground with people who are like us.
Must be 21 or older, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. You know what happened? What?
Huh?
You know what happened is what I was trying to say.
What happened?
Fish came in here and gave me the plug sheet for tomorrow.
Oh, it's time to plug away, baby.
We got a show called Morning Juice. It's on from 6 to 9 tomorrow morning at 8:05. Albert Breer from SI and Buckeye alum. He'll be on the show.
That's always good.
Bishop and Friends, it's their regular Thursday visit at 10:33 with Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah.
And then the Ryan Day show is noon. Tomorrow. The Ryan Dick from Dayton, very excited. The Ryan Day Show, noon tomorrow, right here on The Fan. It's Wild Card Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, I should probably pull up some of those. This one is from Chip Dip, who says, my hombres, and of course, is a volleyball tweet. OSU Volleyball's first Big Ten West Coast road trip is this weekend at USC on Friday and at UCLA on Sunday. Even as a relatively new fan of volleyball, this still feels weird. How long do you think until the realignment feels normal? It's going to take years, I think. I mean, Buckeye basketball is going to go out and do the same thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
USC and then UCLA or one or the other. They're going to get all those done at once. That'll probably be an annual thing to eventually we'll say, oh, yeah, it's the California's trip, the California school's
trip. We're
going to go out
to the football team's going to go out to Oregon in a couple weeks.
Right.
I mean, that's a conference game. We have to wrap our head around that.
Well, I'm saying like with these sports where they're going to play USC and UCLA in back-to-back games, like they're not with basketball, volleyball, some of these sports, they're not going to make them go out separately for two different trips.
You would think so.
They're going to knock both those out at once. So we're going to become, I guess, accustomed to oh yeah, Ohio State's playing USC, UCLA, you know, in a week. They're going to play both those games just because that's how they're going to try to do this.
You know, something else we're going to have to get accustomed to, because I saw the ratings for it.
What's that?
The Friday night Big Ten window on Fox.
Oh, you mean the one that everybody said, don't watch it. They're going to ruin high school sports. No one will ever watch this because we're going to all ignore it because no one wants this. No one wants to sit around and watch this.
The game peaked at 5.07 million viewers in the 11:15 to 11:30 quarter hour. They averaged 4.21 million viewers, which was up 63% from the previous week's Arizona-Kansas State game. This is the Nebraska-Illinois game from this past Friday. Look, we heard from the Michigan people saying, we're not playing Friday night games. And we've indirectly heard from the Ohio State people that they, too, will not be playing Friday night games. But what do we always hear about? This is the reason for night games in general, which I think is bogus because the numbers are bigger on big noon kickoff, but whatever. Said, oh, it's great for exposure. The recruits like it. The kids like it. The atmosphere is great at night. So you're telling me, oh, and by the way, if Illinois and Nebraska is pulling down 5 million people.
Yeah.
Imagine putting a real Buckeye game on Friday night on Fox.
Right.
Like the Buckeyes and a good opponent where it's a real game. The number that that would draw. I'm sorry. This is a media landscape that's dominated by cash. These schools know it. They've resisted it for years. We're not going to have night games in November. Trust me. 2 years later, night games in November.
Yeah.
It's going to happen because the money's going to make it happen. We can either get right with it and just accept it or just fight it all the time. I know it's coming, so I'm going to accept it.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the people who will say Friday night games, when it comes to recruiting, specifically having visits, you know, a lot of those guys are playing on Friday nights. That's what they do. So I understand that one might be a challenge to get some players to come in and visit you during one of those games. But you know what? I don't think this is likely, but let's say they had put an OSU Oregon type of matchup on a Friday night. You'd be foolish not to call those players and be like, hey, I understand you got your game, but you can skip that and come out to this, right? We want you here. We want you a part of this atmosphere. And if anybody has a problem with that, they can have a problem with it. You're trying to win football games. You're trying to get recruits. If that's when your games are, that's when you're going to call those guys up and say, come on over and do that. That's just the reality of this situation. I don't think Ohio State would try to do that. I don't think they would necessarily prefer to do that. But if that becomes normal, where two or three times a year you've got big time opponents on a Friday night, that's just going to be something we're going to get used to as well. But clearly the audience is there for it, to your point. And I don't think the TV networks are going to go, well, we know that there's a lot of people watching this, but we heard some people say that it's a negative for high school football, so we're not going to do it. They don't care. It's all about money. That's what this is.
So I've said this before, and you may question where this is going. Just follow me. I do have a plan.
Okay.
I have said previously that I think if you successfully break out of prison, you should be allowed to just go. All right? That's on the prison for not keeping you. Now, you can't go out there and murder more people or reoffend. If you commit a crime, you go right back to prison.
It's your way of getting out of, it's a get out of jail free card where then you go out and then you try to stay clean.
Yes, you have to live a clean life. And if you manage to do that, then more power to you. You've broken out of prison. That should have been on the prison to keep you.
Okay.
So remember what I just said there.
All right.
A's fans last night were trying to leave the ballpark, the Coliseum, with seats from the Coliseum that during the game they physically pried out of the concrete. And they were rebuffed. They were told they couldn't leave with the seats. They had to put them back. I say that if a human being without heavy machinery can yank out seats that are encased in concrete, you should be able to take them. They should look at you and say, how did you do that? But you know, it doesn't matter. Here you go. I want me to help that to your car?
Yeah. I would also say that if you're someone who is able to do that, I'm probably not going to be able to stop you from doing whatever else you want. So I'm just going to stand there and be like, well, even if I wanted to tell you not to put that back, clearly you're showing up to rip it out of concrete.
Put it back. They just went, okay. And they just went and put it back.
Yeah. Also, I mean, who is enforcing this? Like, if the A's are enforcing it, well, you don't want this ballpark anymore either. You're leaving it. It's not yours to begin with. If it's the ballpark staff, well, you're all going to be out of a job soon because your main tenant is moving. So what do you care? And if it's the ownership of, like, yeah, the government or whoever owns
the
that.
The county's going to tear that place down anyway.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to get rid of all of it. So they're just helping you with demolition. At the very least, do this. Because clearly, we know there were not enough fans. That's a wrong way to say it. There were a lot of A's fans, but they got turned off by this ownership group, and rightfully so. We know that they didn't have as many season ticket holders this year or last year or the last few years as they had seats in that building. I think if you're a season ticket holder, they should, if they want to do anything right by those fans, I'm sure they don't care, they should offer them a day where they say, hey, you know what? In a couple months, we're going to knock this whole place down. Today is your day to bring your tools, bring your chisels and your jackhammers and whatever else. We'll have some on site for you, and we're going to get your seats out, and you can take them home. If you came to an A's game in the last year, you can come in and get a seat for free. Now, if you want more than that, we'll sell them to you for like $50 a piece or something. I don't know. But like, if you went to an A's game and you can prove you have a ticket, you should be able to go in there and get a seat. I think that's only fair.
More Wild Card Wednesday. Plus, there's a lot of stuff that I'm anxious to check out tonight. I'm going to tell you about them coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is stop and go, causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 23 and Sawmill Road. And you're going to hit another delay on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples prints anything you need for your business, like banners, flyers, and signs. And Staples will beat any price quote. Print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Offer ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print or staples.com/price match for price match guarantee. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wild Card Wednesday. So I got a text from my wife.
Okay.
Here's what it says. You want her voice, my interpretation of her voice, or just me being normal?
Your interpretation of her voice always adds something to these.
A friend offered me some Blue Jackets tickets. Do you want them?
My reply, yeah, sounds good. I'll take them, because even if we can't use them, some people in the office may like them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going to give them to somebody else.
Well, then why did you text me?
Just to be polite.
I don't. What I say to her sometimes, she asks me a question even though she already knows what the answer should be. And I said, I'm sorry, you don't want me. You want a mirror. That's what you want. You want validation. You already know what decision you want to make, right? I didn't need that question about the Blue Jacket tickets. Clearly, you didn't want to give them to me.
Mm-hmm.
So why ask? I wouldn't have known, and yeah. I wouldn't have cared either way.
I feel like this is a discussion that happens in our household quite often when it comes to dinner, where my wife will say, what do you want for dinner? And I'll say, I don't know. How do you feel about going out for, I don't know, let's get some Chinese food. She's like, oh, we just had Chinese a couple days ago. Oh, okay. Well, how about we go out and get pizza? Pizza. We just had that on Monday. Like, well, it's Saturday now.
What do you want, honey?
Right. It's like, what? And then eventually we get to like, well, I was thinking we should go here. And it's like, well, then lead with that. Just say, because I don't really care. I'll eat any of these places. Just tell me where you want to go.
You know what? I usually don't pick our lunchtime destination on the weekends. But a couple weeks back, both Kristen and Samantha looked at me and said, we want you to pick where we go to lunch today.
Okay.
I said, oh, you sure? Yes, we were talking about it earlier. We want you to pick. So I said, okay. I'm in the mood for fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all I hear from the back seat. Is that not good?
Oh, Samantha,
no, it's fine.
Samantha didn't want that?
No, it's fine. I told you you could pick.
I know, but now I know you don't want it, so I'm not going to enjoy it. See, you've ruined this for me. You've ruined it.
Yeah.
That's why I just want to go where you want to go.
That's right. One of the best things I've seen on social media was the guy gets into the car with his girlfriend or wife, whatever, and says, you're never going to guess where I decided that we're going to go to dinner for tonight. You're never going to guess. It's your favorite place. Then she goes, oh, such and such. And he's like, yes, that's, thank you. That's how he settles it. Because he just throws that out there. And then she responds with whatever she's in the mood for. And then he goes, great, that's where we're going. Perfect.
All right, there's actually some stuff tonight that I'm looking forward to. First of all, Blue Jackets preseason debut over at Nationwide tonight, 6:45, right here on The Fan. The Crew going for yet another cup tonight, the Championes Cup.
Campiones.
Campiones and Championes.
Sure. Get them both.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Championes. Joey Chestnut will be there chomping
things. Sure.
Yes. Against Club America over at the LDC. Is that on Apple?
Yeah. Yeah, that's an Apple thing.
Okay.
They're all Apple things.
All right, so there's that. There's the White Sox again going for loss number 121, which would be an all-time record. That is tonight in Chicago. I think the start time is 6:40.
Mm-hmm.
Or 7:40. 7:40.
7:40 make more
Eastern
sense. Central,
time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Big win for him last night.
Shut up, Timmy.
Come from behind.
They ruined my whole evening. First time all season long, they've come from behind to win a game, and it has to be that game. I was so looking forward to seeing loss number 121.
Some idiot dropped a pop-up, too.
I know.
Catch the ball.
Yeah.
Going for history here.
So, also tonight, because it dropped today, is the Vince McMahon Netflix docuseries.
That's already out.
Yes, that dropped today, so it's out. I've heard from some people on the burner phone that have already watched a good portion of it. I think it's 6 episodes, I want to say.
Oh, man, okay.
Now, I said this before, I'm not a Vince McMahon fan. I think he's a horrible, rapey person that should be in jail. I have liked his product at times during the years, but almost the same way I'm told that Star Wars fans feel about George Lucas.
That's right.
Wrestling fans seem to feel that way about Vince McMahon. You can acknowledge the fact that none of this would probably be here if it weren't for this person. However, it may have been so much better, too, over the years, if not for this person.
Yes. And I know what you're saying, just so people don't get this twisted up or anything. Star Wars fans, and you are not saying that. Star Wars fans are aware that George Lucas may just suck in the figuring out how to make Star Wars like 1,900 episodes long. He does not suck in the way Vince McMahon allegedly sucks, which is being a horrible human.
Of course.
You're right. But beyond that, but yeah, your point is well taken. We agree on that, Vince McMahon, all his personal stuff, horrible human being from all accounts, from what it sounds like. Just on the wrestling side of things, how many times did you and I watch stuff and go, God, if he would just let them do their thing and not meddle and make this... It's all about stories. It's all about trying to make a cool thing happen. We all know it's fake, but we also know that there's real drama behind the scenes that kind of makes some of this stuff happen. And Vince oftentimes would be the one kind of trying to manipulate things in a certain way, where if he would just let the creative people do their jobs, it would be even better than it was.
I really hope that they don't treat him with kid gloves. And the reason I say this is because he's involved in the project. He sits for this. His family sits for this. WWE helped produce this. Now, Bill Simmons and his production crew, the people who do 30 for 30, they're the producer on this project. They insist that WWE and the McMahon family had no say over the final cut. I mean, I hope to believe them.
Hope that's right.
I hope this paints an accurate picture of the monster I believe this guy to be. But I will be tuning in tonight to at least the first episode to see what it's all about.
Yeah, I think that's worth a watch, too. Hopefully I'll get to some of it tonight. I don't know if I'll get through all of it, but yeah, I'll be very interested to watch that, too.
Wild Card Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, this is my part where I do those. This one, let's see. This comes from, where did they go? Paulie Two Shirts says, my fat boy food, just the tips. I was thinking the other day, and this is just an observation, picking Ohio State as your favorite team, common man, out of spite is the most Seinfeld thing I've ever heard. Love it. Man is the man. Maybe people don't know your backstory on Ohio State from when you were a kid.
I grew up in Chicago. when I was, I don't know, probably 7, 8, somewhere around there. I adopted Ohio State as my favorite team. I didn't have a, we didn't grow up watching college football in my house. There was this kid in the neighborhood. His brother or stepbrother, one of the two, had just gotten a scholarship to go play for Michigan. And this kid in my neighborhood was the most annoying bully type of kid. And I went home and told my dad how he's acting like a big shot because his brother's going to go play football at Michigan. And now this little kid, this bully kid, the brother, is going to be even more insufferable because he's got his big, tough brother football player going to Michigan. And my father said, well, you know who the big rival is for Michigan? Ohio State. And it just so happened to be a week where Ohio State was going to be on television in the area, which, by the way, was not common.
Sure, yeah.
In the Chicago area back in the 80s, every game wasn't on TV, but it was the particular weekend where Ohio State played Iowa, and Greg Fry threw like 5 touchdown passes. And I remember watching it. That was the first Buckeye game I ever watched. And from that moment on, because of the annoying kid in my neighborhood, if that kid doesn't exist, I'm probably not sitting here now.
Well, and you know what? Imagine if your dad had just heard that old story and been like, yeah, well, you know, people suck. What are you going to do? Instead, your dad was proactive in his pettiness said, you know what, son? I agree with you. That does suck.
My father is petty like I am.
And let's figure out a way to annoy that kid by rooting for the exact opposite of who he likes so that you can rub it in his face. Mm-hmm. Good for your dad.
Best thing my dad ever did.
There's a team you can cheer for, son.
Yeah.
That team. Where's Scarlet and Gray?
I mean,
and it also helped that they went out there and just had the game of their life and killed Iowa.
Yes,
that day.
It all worked out, but I'm saying he steered you towards a powerhouse like an Ohio State, a very good team.
But if they don't win that game, I probably don't become a fan.
True enough.
Like, do you remember? They suck and I turn it off.
Do you remember what they did in the Michigan game that year? That year?
I don't remember.
Look up the year of that. You already got hooked in the Iowa.
I know. Look up the year because that was the year that Ohio State went to Iowa and Greg Fry threw a million touchdown passes.
Greg Fry, big day, Iowa.
Yes. Okay. Look that up. Look the year up and then we can see what they did against Michigan. All the news and notes you need as we go on campus. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 20-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking 3 lanes on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 23 and 315. And there's slower traffic on eastbound 161 from Hamilton Road to New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by Z-Bart. Tough roads demand tougher protection. Shield your vehicle's underside with genuine Z-Bart undercoating from $299. And fortify your truck bed against scratches, impacts, and dents with Rhino Lining Spray-On Bedliner starting at $499. Z-Bart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
We had some more goodies dropped off today.
Oh, we did.
We will be revealing those goodies in Fat Boy Food Tip.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up in about 10 minutes.
That's right.
Wild Card Wednesday. You can tweet us at manandbone971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. A lot of the wild cards today revolving around men and their grooming routines. I accidentally shaved off all my pit hair today, and so I feel like less of a man, but got a lot of people saying they do the same thing.
I know what you mean, but it does feel like when you say that, like you were just standing there going, well, I just think I'll raise both my arms up simultaneously.
No, I just wanted to do a little bit of trimming. It got out of hand. I tried to even things out before you knew it. Gone. So.
Yeah, it happens.
Now I feel the need to, every time I meet somebody today, introduce myself like this. Hi, I'm Mike. I don't have any pit hair. Just so you know, it was an accident.
You didn't do it on purpose.
Timmy?
You know, most of my pit hair got surgically burned off.
When you had the gland surgery?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I had the Pitt procedure because I had too much sweating. It was an endorsement deal years back.
It worked out too,
right? It worked out, and they said up front that for some people, it could take two procedures, but the first one would definitely cut in on the problem. I never had to go back for the second one, and I've only had a tiny bit amount of hair that's ever grown back down there. I was smooth like a seal for the first 4 years or so. But I do also take clippers because I hate the pit hair. It's awful.
So you like to have no pit hair.
Oh, that was fantastic. Well, I'd like to have no hair anywhere. I mean,
you want to be a hairless, like just a hairless wonder.
Just completely hairless.
Mm.
Like hair's Beam, bad.
Cuts down on wind resistance.
Beam's got no hair.
Beam is.
He's got no body hair.
Super smooth.
That's fine.
I've seen him in the shower.
I bet you have, Timmy.
He's got all of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
He is really put together.
All of it. Common Man and T-Bones. On campus, the latest college sports news and notes.
Sponsored by Reverse Aesthetics. Does it jiggle or shake? Schedule your medical weight loss consultation today at reverse-aesthetics.com.
Boom. By the way, Buckeye Hubert in the YouTube chat says, I'm completely hairless since the microwave repair accident. I like that. It's a great line, even if it's not true. Tropical Storm Helene is forcing the FAMU Alabama A&M game to be postponed. That is a scheduled game that was supposed to happen this weekend. But it's being rescheduled to Friday, November 29th because of this major hurricane that is moving through the area, expected to make landfall here very soon. They are saying it very much could make landfall just south of Tallahassee, which is near where the school is. So they decided to go ahead and make sure that is all not a problem for them. So let them live. Probably going to be some other schools having to debate whether or not they're going to do the same thing. Talked about this a little bit yesterday. Utah State has accepted an invite to become the seventh member of the Pac-12. This is the newly reformatted conference trying to gain some traction there. I mean, I understand this. They Pac-12 is saying we know we're not going to be what we once were, but we want to come together and try to be bigger than we are now, which is having two schools. Now they've got a number of commitments that are saying they're going to move into that conference. Most of them from the Mountain West. There is now the Mountain West saying that there's been tampering involved and that there's payments going certain ways, and then now the Pac-12 is suing. It's all a big mess, but oddly enough, holding the power now, UNLV was expected to join as well, but then when they found, or they were expected to stay in the Mountain West, I should say, then they found out Utah State was not going to stay in, and they said, well, hold on a second, maybe we don't want to stay either. What do you got to offer, Pac-12? So right now it's all up in the air, but conference realignment, I don't know if it'll ever stop, Mike. I mean, every time we think we've kind of settled down on that front, then a new story comes up saying there's something else happening. Meanwhile, we just talked about Friday Night Football. And we talked about how some schools in the Big Ten have said, we will not do that. Like Ward Manuel at Michigan has made that very clear that Michigan doesn't want to have any of those Friday night games. Well, I find this interesting. Nebraska's AD is now coming out and saying, even though they had the big game on last Friday, a lot of people were there. They had their 400-plus sellouts that they've had. That streak continued. They are now requesting from the Big Ten also that they don't want to do any Friday night
games.
Shut up.
You're not in a position to request anything.
Well,
shut your mouth.
Here's what I like about this, because I'm inclined to agree with you. But Athletic Director Troy Dannon said Tuesday he sent a letter to Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti requesting that they no longer host those games other than the Black Friday game that they do where they play Iowa, their rivalry game. Obviously, that rotates between the two schools. Every other year, they get to host it. But here is what their AD said. He said, the size of the stadium and where it is, I don't think we want to be canceling in-person classes. They had to cancel classes on Friday, tell everyone to go online, do it that way, because the amount of traffic and everything else they expected on campus for this game, they knew people would get there early, want to tailgate. So they just shut the school down for the day so they could have all this influx of crowd. So he is using that to say, this is why we don't want to have Friday games, Thursday games. But also, he threw this in. He said, I don't like it that other Big Ten schools are putting their foot down, but we aren't allowed to. And I kind of see where he's coming from there. He said, I'm not sure any institution should have the unilateral ability to do that. So I think what he's trying to do here, not to defend him, but I do feel like what he's saying is, if we're going to be allowed to put this in there, then I want to put our name in as not wanting to do it. And if Michigan wants to throw their little fit and say they don't get to do it, then Tony Petitti, you got to either come out with a policy that says everyone but Michigan has to do this, or you're going to have to realize Michigan's going to have to do it too.
You either tell
First
them
of all,
they're all allowed to say they don't want to do it, or none of them are.
Michigan's objection is hollow, just like Ohio State's objection is hollow. We will see them on Friday night. We've seen them before. We'll see them again.
Yeah.
Also, look, if I'm Tony Petitti, I have no problem calling up. Who's this dude?
This is Troy Dannon.
Hey, Troy Dannon, I enjoy your yogurt. Also, you don't matter as much as these other schools. So pipe down, or we'll send you back to the Big 12 where you belong.
Right.
Kiss my ass.
I do think he should have the ability to do that to Michigan and Ohio State, too. He should be able to say, hey, you know what? No one is above the conference. Doesn't matter. If you think you are, that's fine.
No, there are people who are more important. That's the lesson I want to set up.
That's fine. I just don't want Michigan to feel like they're one of them.
You're lucky that we split our check with you. The ACC is about to tear up their constitution, or whatever the hell they call that.
Their grant of rights?
Right. And say, oh, yeah, just to keep Clemson and Florida State happy and from not suing them and trying to leave. What?
Well, no, I'm saying you know what would happen if that went on here. Ohio State, Michigan, what, USC probably could join in on that? There'd be three or four schools that would say, hey, if you don't fix this, and they would tomorrow say, what? Well, yes, where do you want us to rip it up and how do you want us to sign that check? They would change that in a heartbeat.
That's what I mean.
I agree with you on that.
Ohio State, Michigan, schools like that, even Penn State to an extent, those are your major breadwinners in this conference and they still split everything equally.
What I'm saying is Ohio State probably will go along with this just like they've gone along with everything else. Michigan, the one putting their foot down, is absurd to me.
Fat Boy Food Tap? Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's blocking the right lane and causing delay on southbound 71 at 270 on the north outer belt. And there's a 15-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to 270. This report is sponsored by Wendy's Breakfast Burrito. Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, bacon or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
Hey, last night, Gabby Thomas went to a WNBA game.
Yeah?
Yeah. She posted photos of herself, as she does.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's a star athlete, an attractive person. She has a big Instagram presence.
She was wearing a crop top.
Let her live.
Ooh.
Good for you.
What a stomach.
That works.
What a stomach.
What a stomach.
What a stomach.
That's the new game show coming to CBS. What a stomach.
Some people are impressed by the cleave. Cleave is fine. For me, I like a good stomach.
Yeah?
And she's got a hell of a stomach.
Well, last night, that game she attended, that was the Liberty versus the Atlanta Dream.
Mm-hmm.
New York Liberty took them down. They now move on to the, semifinals of the WNBA playoffs.
They're playing for the Campeones Cup.
They'll play the Las Vegas Aces. So that series begins this weekend.
Timmy's an ace guy.
Timmy loves, he's a big fan of the aces.
You got your stomachs, you got your aces.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
If you're wondering about what's going on with the Indiana Fever, they are actually trailing right now. Not the game, but they are down one game to none to the Connecticut Sun. So old Caitlin Clark's got some work cut out if she wants to, you know, get her team got into the playoffs. That's saying something for a team that wasn't doing anything last year.
Let her live.
They had the number one pick. That's how they got her. Mm-hmm. But they are down 1-0 in their series to the Connecticut Sun right now.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. What did I have? I had something for you.
Good.
I can have something.
I don't. Go ahead.
Here's Bacon House, who says, my guys, in honor of Tommy John surgery turning 50 today, I guess that's the first time we've done that.
Tommy John had the surgery 50 years ago today.
Yeah. If you had a surgery named after you, what would you want it to be? That's a good question. I mean, the best thing you could have, I think, a surgery named after you would be something life-saving. Like, if they came up with a treatment for some type of cancer, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is the, you're going to get the T-bone procedure. And it's like, what does that do? It's like, it saves your life. People be like, thank God for that T-bone procedure. I mean, again, though, wouldn't you have, I'd like to have a surgery named after me, but I'd have to know how to do surgery. I'd have to develop something, some technique. I guess that's not what happened with Tommy John, though, right? He got surgery on him, and then they just named it after him.
Right.
So I guess that's what we could do. I guess they'd have to call my
penisectomy.
I was going to say, I knew that's where you were going to go. Actually, the common man surgery would be where they just make you smooth down
that's
there.
That's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean.
You want the whole thing just...
Like a spleenectomy is it leaves you, right?
A spleenectomy?
Isn't that what they call that?
Do they call it that?
I think it's called a spleenectomy when they remove the spleen.
That sounds... It sounds like something that a fifth grader would think it's called. It doesn't sound like what it's actually called.
I think he's right.
Like, oh, I had a kidney.
I think it's a
kidneyotomy.
I think it's more like splenectomy. I don't know if you say spleenectomy. Splenectomy.
A spleenectomy slash splenectomy is a surgical procedure to remove the spleen.
That's the best we came up with?
Yeah. Well,
what about having your appendix out?
We have
appendectomy?
Rhinoplasty for a nose job.
Well, that makes sense. I like that.
Right, but it's...
Rhinoceros, nose?
Yeah, but you have to think. That's what I'm saying, is you have to think a little bit. You're like, oh, rhino, like nose, rhino. Yeah, okay. That's spleenectomy. It's just like, that's just right there. There's no thought involved.
We have a face-off procedure?
We do. They call that the Nicolas Cage.
And then you play a Nick Cage sounder, which says, you take his face.
Yeah.
Oh!
When they put all your hair back on, that's the John Travolta. They do the Nick Cage is your face off, your hair on is John Travolta. That's what they do.
I forget. Did they change the voice boxes there too? Was it just the faces that they changed?
Oh, they had voice boxes, yeah. They put a little thing. There was like a little digital imprint they put over their voice box.
I see.
Yeah. And that allowed them to talk like the other person.
I got it.
All right. I loved in that
it's
movie.
It's got to be real.
Where it was like, here's what we're going to do is... Yeah. That's right. That's exactly how it works. Yeah, good times.
All right, fat by food, yeah!
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip! 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 This is dumb. I quit.
Well, here's something to know about us. We rarely turn down free food from reputable sources.
That's right.
I mean,
it's got to come sealed.
Right. As much as I'm sure we'd love your homemade cookies, don't just drop by the radio station with your cookies.
Right.
However, Kroger got in touch with us and said, hey, Friday is National Chocolate Milk Day. Can we bring you over some Kroger chocolate milk and some cookies? And I said, of course.
Why would anybody turn that down?
But you can't do it Friday because we're at the casino. So maybe another day this week. So today was the day where they brought in chocolate milk, whole milk chocolate milk too, which is like liquid candy bar. Delicious. Some Kroger cookies. Mm. They even brought in a chocolate milk scented candle.
And it smelled like chocolate milk. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting, but that's what it smelled like.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
So we partook in all of that. I was told that all the chocolate milk that Kroger makes comes from a factory in Newark.
I had no idea.
Where they make 15 million gallons of chocolate milk every... Is it million or thousand?
I don't know.
I gotta read my email again.
Is that what they're doing in the old basket?
In the Longaberger? No, I don't think they're making the milk in there.
You don't think?
No.
They gotta be doing something in there.
No, they're doing nothing.
No, it's just sitting there. There's something going on in there.
Maybe. Maybe some illicit activities.
So anyway, I had no idea that Newark was the capital of chocolate milk, but congratulations to all of you.
Well, that's great. We had some of that chocolate milk today. It's never bad. I always love a good pre-made chocolate milk. You can make it yourself.
I can't make it myself anymore.
Well,
it's not as good.
You can, but it's not as creamy.
It's not as good.
No, whatever they're doing is they're doing something. Now, today, we know there's been a whole debacle, an argument, a frustration about National Taco Day. National Taco Day is usually on October the 4th. That is a Thursday. It is next Thursday. However, Taco Bell decided, well, we don't like that. Actually, I think it's Friday. Whatever. It's one of those days.
Friday.
Taco Bell said, screw that. We don't like it. Because it doesn't fall on a Tuesday. We want it to be the first Tuesday in October. And apparently, the National Taco Day organizers were like, yeah, go ahead, Taco Bell. Just run over us. Do whatever you want. So Taco Bell is declaring National Taco Day to be Tuesday of next week, October 1st. Meanwhile, everyone else who does National Taco Day is still honoring the 4th. So there are deals next week for tacos on that Tuesday. There are deals on October the 4th, which I believe is Friday. However, today is a different day entirely. To quote Les Miles, it's National Quesadilla Day.
Excellent.
So, in honor of that, Chipotle apparently is giving you free quesadillas.
I wish I knew that. I went there for lunch today.
You should have.
There was no signage.
There was nothing?
Nothing.
Here's what it says.
That's a bunch of crap.
Per Chipotle, here's what they say. Up to 15,000 DoorDash users can score a free quesadilla from Chipotle.
Oh, DoorDash users.
With a minimum order of $25. Okay, so it's not free.
Oh,
$25
bucks,
and they'll
crap.
Throw in a quesadilla.
That's crap.
Thanks, Chipotle.
It's a family of three getting a lunchtime meal.
You know what? If you buy $25 worth of food from Chipotle, we will fold one of our little tortillas in half and throw some cheese in it and melt it. There you go. Free. No, it's not. It's $25. Anyway, on Uber Eats, that's how you can take that deal. Apparently, that's DoorDash is the $25 one. On Uber Eats, it's up to 10,000 people can get a $15 cart minimum, then add the quesadilla.
You know, it's too much. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Diego sent this on the burner phone. Says, just got out of the doctor's office for my annual physical. I had waiting in my car a City Barbecue pulled pork sandwich and fries. He said, what's your favorite fast breaking/treat meal?
Okay.
However, he says, bonus, Fat Boy food tip. City Barbecue is doing throwback pricing today.
Oh.
Same price as $19.99 when they opened.
Okay.
So
oh, it's
saying,
their big anniversary,
if
right?
you're saying, man, a barbecue, it's too expensive. I remember back in 99. Well, today's your day. Go to City Barbecue. It's the same prices.
What would those prices be? I don't know.
I'm going to say a pulled
$7 for a pound of pulled pork?
$5 or $6. A whole pound? $7?
I'm saying, what is a pound now?
It's $12.99, not $19.49.
That's a long time ago.
All right.
That's 25 years ago.
I'm trying to start an order right now on there to see what it costs. Oh, man. They have a nice website. I'm just trying to navigate it and be smart about it. And here we go. I don't see the pricing, so sorry, I can't help you on this. I'm sure it's great.
I need a spleenectomy.
Good. I need a brainectomy. I need a better brain.
Anything else?
No, nothing else right now for Fatboy Food Tip. Other than I will say thank you to Kroger for dropping off the food and the chocolate milk and all that. It was very good.
Donato's apparently brought in pizza today, but I didn't get here to have any.
I did. They had the Blocko pizza, which is a pizza in the shape of a Blocko. It is basically the same shape as a regular pizza. They just put pepperoni all the way around it. So it, like, if you
as
like
pepperoni. As opposed to their regular pepperoni?
Well, in the middle, there's a hole where it's just cheese. It looks like a red Blocko.
I see.
But it's good. I mean, it's pepperoni pizza from Donato's. Do you like that? Then you'll like this.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you, Bone.
You're welcome, man.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
I have to pee so badly. You'd think I'd want to go to break really quick.
This is
quick,
the thing you
not...
always do where you're like, I have got to go to the bathroom. You know what I'm going to do?
What do you tell people? It's like my son who still announces that he's got to take a deuce.
Yeah.
He just announces it to the house. Like the wife will say when she's got to go to the bathroom.
I tell people.
I think it's courteous. If I disappear for a while, Dad, you know where I am.
You're going to the bathroom.
I'm going to deuce.
You're not leaving.
It doesn't matter. I think it's courteous.
You do?
Now, yes. I see, I do that. With having all the kids, me and my wife are constantly like, not constantly, but whenever someone has to, it's like, hey, FYI, I'm going to go do this errand. I'm going to go clean up this thing.
FYI, I really have to piss right now. Can we go to break?
Oh,
he wants
to go to break.
Quarterback news for you and more Wild Card Wednesday fun. And my eyeballs are yellow. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to run into slower traffic on westbound 70 on the west side between West Broad Street and Fisher Road. And there's a 10-minute delay on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Z-Bart. Tough roads demand tougher protection. Shield your vehicle's underside with genuine Z-Bart undercoating from $299 and fortify your truck bed against scratches, impacts, and dents with Rhino Lining Spray on Bedliner starting at $499. Z-Bart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
Hey, Bone.
Hey, man.
Also, Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. You're very excited about the Mets-Braves series because it has serious playoff complications.
Well,
implications.
Yes, the Mets-Braves and I believe the Diamondbacks are all three teams fighting for two spots in the wild card in the National League. And the Mets currently are half a game up. Diamondbacks, I want to say, are the last team in. Braves are half a game out.
All right, here's the monkey
Mets
wrench,
and, Mets and Braves are playing. The Mets lost last night to the Braves. Today, how's the weather looking, buddy?
So the hurricane is coming. It's going to hit Florida, but then heavy rain in Atlanta. So what they've done, they have postponed the game today and tomorrow.
Huh.
So the plan is to play a doubleheader on Monday, the day after the season is over.
Are you kidding me?
No, that is the plan.
Could
have like do or die playoff implication baseball on Monday.
Y'all have heard how much I hate FC Cincinnati.
Just give me a y'all right there.
Y'all have heard how much I hate FC Cincinnati when it comes to the crew. You know how I feel about meat chicken with Ohio State. I share very strong, close to as strong feelings as I do about those teams as I do for the Atlanta Braves. I don't talk about it a lot because who around here cares about the Mets, the Braves, the Phillies? The NL East is not our bread and butter around here, but that is the team I root for in baseball. And although I'm not the biggest baseball fan, when my team has a chance to make the playoffs, I'm locked in. And so the Atlanta Braves have been the dream killers of many a promising Mets season throughout my life, throughout when I had, before there was wild card implications, before we had all these extra places you could go and play, it was the Mets being very good, and the Braves going, that's great. We're going to win the National League East now. Suck an egg. And then that was the 90s for me, basically every year. So now seeing it yet again come down to Mets and Braves as one of the last series that they have, now the weather not cooperating. Today it is just raining like crazy. So I figured they weren't going to get the game in today. Obviously more storms coming. Moving it to Monday?
Doubleheader on Monday.
Right? and like I said, it's within a half a game right now.
And then I think whoever wins that has to turn around and play on Tuesday.
Stays like this, right? If like, let's say the rest of the, I don't know how the rest of these series are going to play out this weekend, but let's say they get all their other baseball in and it's like, oh yeah, they're all within a game. And you got two of them on one day. There is, buddy, what? This is going to be a cruel punishment for me.
I know.
If my team somehow bows out, do the honorable thing, Mets. Just crap your pants this weekend so I don't have to deal with this on Monday.
Monday to count because I want you to be a crazy person during the show. It's good for content.
If you're going to lose, don't make me go through Monday and have a doubleheader and believe that there's a chance. Don't do this to me. That's all.
All right. Wild card Wednesday. Jeff Rimmer is coming up at 5:34. I don't know why I said it that way. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:34. Josh Allen had this quote. Now, I read this and I thought to myself, is he taking a dig at Stephon Diggs? No pun intended.
Sure.
You tell me what you think. Talking about how he's got a bunch of guys on this team that don't care about stats. It's paying dividends of what we've worked throughout the entire offseason for and through training camp. The everybody eats mentality.
Again, it could be your play, this play. You never know when it's going to happen, and that's the beauty of it. When guys get to buy into this and really understand, I may not get the ball four or five times thrown to me in a game, but the one or two times I do, I'm going to have opportunities to be in the end zone. It's a fun and wonderful thing when you have a bunch of guys that don't care about the stats. They don't care about the touchdowns. And again, I think just throughout practice, we've seen they've had this mindset that too of like, hey, let's just do things the right way and find ways to win football games. That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
So is that Josh Allen just, hey, it's an innocent compliment to the supporting cast that there's no egos and they're doing it the right way? Or is there slight shade to Stephon Diggs? The implication was he was very concerned with the amount of targets he was getting or wasn't getting, and that's why they moved him on to Texas.
I mean, I think it would be hard not to read them as somewhat informed by previous experiences, right? If let's say he had come out and instead said, yeah, I got to tell you, everyone here works extremely hard in the off season, and everybody here is really putting in the work this off season, and blah, 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 blah. All of that was what he was talking about. You would then wonder, all right, well, then was there a player previously there that was known for not working out hard in the off season, right? That's just the nature of those type of comments. So when he's highlighting something that is a known factor about Stephon Diggs, right, is that he is kind of wanting the, we know he wants the ball. Maybe it's not because he wants his own stats, but that's been the knock on him, is that he would like to, that comes first for him. True or not, that is going to be read a certain way. And I'm sure Josh Allen knows that. I don't think he's just going to say that and then later go, what? Never know where you came with that. That's not what I'm talking about. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe he'll backtrack those comments, but I'm guessing he knew what he was saying.
We were talking about Tommy John earlier, how today is the 50th anniversary of Tommy John surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy John had elbow surgery today, 50 years ago. Awful Announcing put something up today. And I've heard this before, but I was reminded today. Tommy John thinks he's not in Cooperstown because he voted for Donald Trump. This is not a political statement, but I'm going to guess that 75% of the guys in Cooperstown,
right,
and that may be a low estimate,
right,
voted for Donald Trump. The ones that are still alive and able to vote. I don't think that's what it is, Tommy John. I think the fact that you weren't good enough to be a Hall of Famer is what keeps you out of Cooperstown.
Is he wanting to be in there because of, like, is he hoping the surgery was going to put him over
the top?
All
right, well, you know what? Maybe if they had a medical wing in Cooperstown, you'd be in that.
Well, I guess if you wanted to argue that, like, he was the first one who had this really done to him, and then it worked out, and it's obviously changed the game a bit, and you want to say that he was, like, not by his own choice or effort, but he was a pioneer, I guess he had to probably agree to get the surgery done, right? But if your doctor's telling you, like, I think we should do this, unless he was the one who pioneered the surgery.
I don't think he operated on himself.
Yeah, right. I'm saying,
Doc, I got an idea. Here's what I think you should do to my elbow.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you want to say for contributions to the game because he had the surgery done and then it worked.
Well, I mean, there's stuff inside Cooperstown, just memorable moments and memorabilia featuring guys that aren't in Cooperstown.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? When he's dead, put his arm in there. Go ahead. Donate your arm.
Cut his arm off.
Well, if he wants to. I'm not saying.
Mummify it.
Yeah. And then put it there and be like, this is the arm. You ever seen Tommy John? This is his arm.
Son, this is Tommy John's mummified arm. Would you like to touch it?
I mean, look.
It's a little dry.
There are appendages from ball players that if they were embalmed, I mean, Mickey Mantle has some, you know, pieces of work that probably people would go to see. You know what I'm saying?
This is Wilt Chamberlain's penis.
Well, there you go. Just point out. I'm just saying, you could put the arm in there. That would draw a crowd.
If Jeff Rimmer were to die,
what
part of him would we put in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. It's his larynx?
No.
That's where his voice comes from.
Yeah.
No?
That's boring.
Okay.
I'm going to say his entire upper torso. Because he had the big zipper job.
Oh, yeah.
He had the heart surgery.
So
he's got a big
heart.
Scar there. I think that's notable.
Hello? Just standing there waving at you as you walk in.
Oh, animatronic Jeff
Rimmer.
Yeah,
sure.
That's even better.
In the fluid. I mean, you have to
keep it. It's like you're on Pirates of the Caribbean. It's a boat ride, and Jeff Rimmer's there. I'm going to fire the cannon at you. Literally.
Sure.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a 45-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking two right lanes on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 23 and 315. It is stop and go from 161. And we also have a 5-minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by Z-Bart. Tough roads demand tougher protection. Shield your vehicle's underside with genuine Z-Bart undercoating from $299 and fortify your truck bed against scratches, impacts, and dents with Rhino Lining Spray on Bedliner starting at $499. Z-Bart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bones. Name dropping. With the biggest name dropper of them all, Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports by the airport.
We've inducted Jeff Rimmer into the Fan Hall of Fame. He doesn't know it yet. I just told him that. He also joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
Good afternoon. I'm honored, to be part of that Hall of Fame.
You know, there isn't one yet, but I hope to start one, and I think you will be in the first class.
Well,
if only
would
I
be
can induct you.
I'll tell you, it'd be very nice to be part of the inaugural group into that Hall of Fame, because there are many people that are certainly worthy of Hall of Fame induction.
Who would be some of those people, Rims?
Yeah, who would they be?
Well, the two of you would be first on my list.
There's a certain name that if you say, I'm going to hang up on you.
No, I will not mention that name. Actually, saw T-Bone's little shot at him the other day, so
right.
No, I won't mention his name.
There you go.
I won't mention his name.
You know,
right, we'll let it go for this time.
The preseason has started. I assume you've had discussions. I know you're away from the team now, but you've had discussions with members of the team. Are they happy just to get back to work?
Well, first of all, you know I'm always going to be in touch with
I know.
With the team. That's never going to go away. I'm a Blue Jacket for life. I plan on, as I've told you guys several times, making a number of trips up this year. I'll be there for a full week and in the studio with you nightly. I've already taken note of that, and we'll make sure that I am chauffeured to the studio to join the two of you great gentlemen. But in all seriousness, yes, the players are happy to be back on the ice. They've got a preseason game tonight against the St. Louis Blues. Matejczuk, it'll be a first chance for the coaching staff and management to see him in a game. Former high draft pick who had an impressive camp, I thought, last year. Could have made the team based on his training camp and preseason games. I know he's chomping at the bit and wants to be on the team opening night. Now, does that happen? The Jackets have got a lot of competition on the blue line. Remember, Juracek is ready to take that next step, and I would think he'll be part of the group of six or seven, possibly even eight defensemen that break camp, depending on how many they want to keep. So, yeah, it's a very competitive camp on the blue line. And up front, a number of jobs remain, although Don Waddell has indicated he'd still like to improve the team with yet another player, be picked up perhaps on waivers, perhaps a trade. I think that's certainly that's something that could happen before opening night. So developments on a daily basis. As I said, they play their second preseason game tonight, and it'll be interesting to watch what happens here in the next couple of weeks.
Speaking of jobs being up for grabs, Rims, President of Hockey Operations is a job that is now belonging to a Jackets legend. Rick Nash gets the promotion there. He'll work alongside General Manager Don Waddell. What do you think of the move there for Rick, and just what do you think that means for the future for his career here in Columbus?
Well, people are already speculating he perhaps could be groomed to be the next general manager. I'm delighted. I'm thrilled for Rick. He's worked hard. He's been batting down the hatches, going all over Canada and the U.S., looking at players on a scouting basis. He's an integral part of the management team. He's going to learn more under Don Waddell. And I think eventually, based on what what Rick has already shown, he's got an excellent chance to become the next general manager. And I'm delighted for him, as I said, and I think he'd make a great GM. And you look at a lot of the young GMs in the league. They're former players. They've got a pretty good handle on what's going on. He's a lifer now here as a Blue Jacket, and I think will be more than an exceptional general manager should he get that opportunity here in the years to come.
One follow-up on that. Do you see a value for players who have that experience, right, who've been with an organization? He obviously played for quite a few teams. Is there a value for a player to go off from one of those teams that he's played for and go learn in a different organization and then come back? Do you think the Jackets could have benefited from that, or do you think that's kind of an overblown thing?
T-Bone, that's a good question. I got to say, though, I wouldn't say he's played for a lot of teams. He played, obviously, the majority of his career as a Blue Jacket, played his best hockey as a Blue Jacket, played for the New York Rangers, an organization that's an Original Six, along with the Boston Bruins, another Original Six team. So he certainly learned from those two experiences. But, I think it was invaluable getting that opportunity. I think we all would have preferred, especially when you think back to Rick leaving, it was certainly disappointing to go see him go, former number one overall pick in the National Hockey League. But I know he was a little frustrated with the fact that the team did not progress to the point that he expected. And under the Scott Housen regime, asked for a trade and had a chance to play in both New York and Boston.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the Airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
Talked to Kevin King here within the last hour. New inventory, brand new 2025s coming in daily. They have a great selection of new cars, and look at the brands: Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, Subaru, Polestar. Just a great selection of all those models. They like to deal. It's easy to deal with. At Buyers Imports by the Airport. And let's not forget that after you purchase that car, there's only one place to take it for service. You're going to be met with a smile. They take care of you beyond your belief. And of course, we like to promote the express oil change and lube. In and out in a half an hour, your car's washed and you're back on the road, ready to tackle whatever's on your plate for that day.
Gotta take Buyers care Imports. Of that lube.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Buyers Imports by the Airport.
Do you have names today? If not, I have another question for you. Do you have any names?
No, I don't have any names because I'm batting down the hatches here. I don't know if you're paying much attention, but it looks like the entire state of Florida, at least from here north and on both sides.
I thought it was going to the other side. I thought it was going to the Gulf side.
It is going to the Gulf side, but I can tell you that we're expecting wind gusts of in excess of 50 miles an hour. We're going to get about 4 inches of rain, but on that other coast, yes, they're going to see what obviously is going to be a major hurricane. They tell me here at 5 o'clock, watching the weather, that it's now increased to a potential Category 4 storm by the time it hits somewhere up north in the Panhandle or between certainly, Tampa and the Big Bend turn.
All right, well, text
What's
me.
What's your question?
Well, we're out of time now because the weather report was too long. But I'll ask it next week. Text me and let me know that you're okay tonight. If you're dead, let me know.
I'll let you know either way. How's that?
I'll tell you, I was concerned today because I sent you a text and you didn't respond for like 2 hours, which is very unlike you.
I was working outside. I was moving in all the lawn equipment, the lawn chairs, and we've got quite a palatial palace down here. It took me 2 hours to do it. Don't worry about me. I'm here.
Okay.
But now I want to be safe here with this storm coming. Fortunately, it's on the other coast, though.
All
You're right.
Be safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. I was genuinely concerned today.
I can't blame you.
Because he texts me back in 30 seconds.
Yes.
Normally. Couple hours go by, I'm like, oh my God, do I have to call and just make sure he's not dead?
Must be nice to have 2 hours worth of furniture to move from outside to inside.
Well, I can't imagine about 2 hours to move one lawn chair.
I was gonna say, what does he have, like 20 tables and chairs out there? My God.
I moved 2 feet, I gotta take a break. And then he'd sit down, take a nap, then pick it up, move another two feet.
Kiss the yapper dogs.
That's
and
exactly
then get
right.
Back up, yeah.
Back page coming up, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should watch for a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane on northbound 71 on the north side before 17th Avenue. And we've got some slower traffic on southbound 270 on that east outer belt between Main Street and I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hull. Hello, Timmy.
Oh, you guys. Happy wild card.
I did get some clarification. I told you, I didn't tell you. Our listeners told me, and then I told you, that City Barbecue is celebrating their anniversary today by offering the same prices they had in 1999. I have the answer.
Okay.
How much a pulled pork sandwich is today, and today only,
Porter?
At City Barbecue. $4.95.
That's pretty good.
I just got a message from Abby, who's a super fan of
which
the station.
One? Smart or stupid?
Smart.
No. Does, no, he
because
doesn't
she's
know.
Got the, she's got the deets on the City Barbecue. She sent me a little thing. It was like a promo code for a quarter pulled pork sandwich.
A quarter?
Yeah, now I think, wait,
hold on, hold on, hold on.
I doubt
on,
that's
hold
their
on.
1999 price. That's no, the 1959
I feel like,
prices,
I feel
right?
like those guys arguing about the Wicked Witch of the East, like, hold on, hold
wait,
on.
Wait.
All right.
Somebody there was, just told me.
I understand. Hold on.
All right.
The Wicked Witch of the East, bro. No. This was a deal. Apparently, if you ordered food previously, you got an email saying you could use it up to like today. But today it is not valid, I think. That thing that Abby was talking about, that 25-cent thing is like if you had previously ordered food, they sent it to you as like a thank you. You could use it in your next order.
I think it was like a 25 years, 25 cents.
Yes. I'm so confused.
Hold on. And then there was another thing that discounted pricing applied if you were like the first 100 people in line today.
Okay.
I don't think it was like everybody everywhere
can't
got
we
that.
Just get like if you're buying food here on this great day, you buy a meal, you get one free, like that type of thing.
How about that? Yeah, I'd take that. Like
we don't get any BOGOs anymore.
BOGOs, just a dead word.
It is.
No one's using the BOGOs.
Why not?
You got Coke Zero? Why not?
Can I ask you something real quick?
No, I got to give away something.
Okay.
Oh. What did you want to know?
The best wild card. Shut up. The best wild card Wednesday gets a $50 gift card to Pecan Pennies. Pecan Pennies, your downtown home for barbecue, happy hour, and soccer. Ask for the BOGO when you go.
Yeah.
They'll say, what the hell is that?
And you'll say, yes.
They'll say, we don't have one. You say, why not?
Ryan is our winner today. He says, my midday show warriors. Happy 3 months till Christmas. Didn't realize that, but it is September 25th. Makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
I used to have a rule, no decorations till after Thanksgiving. Wife was pregnant last year at this time, so we had minimal decorations. Now, my wife wants to decorate early, as in November 1st. Is this acceptable?
No.
No.
Although my mother-in-law will have it up in 2 weeks.
Like
2 weeks from now.
That's unacceptable.
Of course it's unacceptable.
It's not even Halloween.
I've had this discussion many times.
I don't.
It sets a bad example
for the children.
I mean,
the children are going to grow up thinking this is okay.
I think we have to acknowledge that Thanksgiving is a valid holiday.
No.
Is it not?
No, here's what I've decided.
Can we not enjoy Thanksgiving?
Here's what other people have told me. There's no Thanksgiving. There's just Christmas part one. That's what Thanksgiving has become.
Well, I mean,
it's shopping and Christmas part one.
We don't have enough Hallmark Thanksgiving movies.
We don't.
There's a couple. That's it. It's like two.
We need more.
Candace Cameron Bure. Get your ass moving.
Stars and Stuff My Turkey.
What do you mean by that?
Can I just ask, too?
The
we've
Russian
already.
Russian rocket.
Thanksgiving has already just flown the coop. Like, we're just like, oh, yeah, 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 that's nice. We have Thanksgiving. Talk about it for 5 seconds in the midst of our Christmas spectacular. But now we're getting to where I feel like Christmas is starting to leak in on Halloween. We haven't even hit October yet.
I know.
And I'm seeing more, like, the Halloween stuff is all on clearance. They're like, I'm sorry, probably shouldn't even be selling this late in the season. It's September. God. But you could still buy Halloween stuff, I guess. Meanwhile, Christmas trees everywhere. It's like, what? Can we have Halloween at least October 31st before you start putting this crap out there in the stores? Let's go.
Now, hold on. Why are you all light and you're all dark?
What are you talking about?
For people that are watching on YouTube, you're in the dark.
Somebody changed the lights in here.
I got lights in my face. They decided to light me. They actually came in here and said, we need to light the important one.
Oh, is that right?
That's why I'm in the light.
That's why Panama Ted is walking around at home right now with a light shining over his head. He's the only important one here.
What is this, like a good versus evil thing?
No, I don't know. I don't ask questions anymore. I just come in. I do the show.
It's all wrong.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Well, in either case, that's what happened to me. I don't know. So good luck with if you have, you know, guests when you do your like 4-person round table thing. They're going to be all just, I don't even know. You won't even be able to see them. It's going to suck.
Who's that other? Is that Bill Shakespeare?
The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone. Oh, may he rest in peace, Chris Farley. This is not great if you are in Japan. Japan known for obviously a lot of dishes that involve rice when it comes to food. That's a staple of many people in Japan's diet.
I love rice.
Love rice. It's a great, great food.
Rice is underrated.
Here's a problem. Japan's largest rice shortage in years is happening because of bad weather. That's one aspect of this, to be fair. But the other thing they're saying that is actually making this an even bigger problem is tourism. Tourists are coming to Japan and, of course, immediately saying, well, I have to have sushi. I'm in Japan. They want to go for the sushi and all the dishes that involve rice. And Japan is now saying they had an unprecedented rise in tourism
in the last year.
And that in that rise, they have noted that more and more people are doing more like of a food holiday where they're coming specifically to try certain restaurants. And that's basically the reason they're coming. So they are now blaming tourists for their rice shortage,
with the weather. Are they going to shoot water guns at them like the Spanish?
I don't know.
Like, get out?
Yeah,
I wonder what nationality their number one tourists are, if they're American or if it's another
I don't know. Spot.
No, I'm sure it's another Asian country, right?
I think, right?
I'm guess South Korean.
There you go. Could be.
Would also, be North Korea, but they don't let them out.
Also, a good spot to go and eat their food.
South Korea?
Yeah.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, Korean barbecue.
I have not been there. What was I going to say to you? I had something to say.
Who knows?
Oh, about rice. Here's my thing. We take these things like bacon, all right? And I love bacon. I'm not Jen Winters here.
Mm-hmm.
But well, for she's, a while...
Well, she's, that's
but
idiotic.
I'm saying for a while, it was like you go into a trendy bar and they would pass around bacon at the table.
Right.
Like, peanuts. That's for losers. Here's a tray of bacon. It's bacon night at the bar. Why don't, when you go to a bar, they just hand you a nice little bowl of buttered rice?
Hot rice.
How delicious would that be?
Mm,
I love awesome. I love rice.
A little lemon or a little lime? A little lime rice?
I don't think it needs it.
No, it's great as is. I'm with you.
Buttered and salted rice.
Buttered and salted, so that you want to drink more. You give me a steaming bowl of rice?
Oh, yeah.
You got me for at least 4 beers.
Why do you think sake's so good?
That's right.
It's the rice.
You do a hot or a cold sake? Which way do you go?
Hot sake. Yeah.
Hot sake.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Hopefully my sake lose number 121 tonight.
big win coming for your boys.
No. If so, I'll be very happy tomorrow. I'll be very happy anyway if you join us tomorrow. We're on at 3 o'clock. That's to the salesperson upstairs who said, what time are you on again? 3 o'clock.
What?
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 15-minute slowdown due to an accident that's blocking two right lanes on southbound 71 at 270 on the north outer belt. And there's a 5-minute delay due to an accident that's on southbound 270 on the west outer belt before Roberts Road. It is causing slow traffic from Cemetery Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. I'm Jacob Reimer. In baseball, the Reds and Guardians wrap up their series tonight. The Guardians look to take 3 out of 4 over Cincinnati on the season with Andrew Walters on the mound. Jake Junis will throw for the Red Legs with first pitch from Progressive Field at 6:40. In hockey, the Columbus Blue Jackets will have their first home preseason game tonight when they host the St. Louis Blues. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock right here on The Fan. The Columbus Crew are in action tonight at Lower.com Field, taking on Club America, looking to win the Campones Cup, something they did in 2021. Their match begins at 7:30. And in golf, the President's Cup gets teed off tomorrow from Royal Montreal Golf Club. The United States will try to retain the cup for the 10th straight time over the Internationals. This SportsCenter update is sponsored by Roosters. Roosters is giving away 12 Ultimate Buckeye Experiences. Tickets, sideline passes, a trip to a postseason game, and more. Register today at Roosters.
Hey! Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh, yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was... I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them like in order, like a collection where they're like filed that way, but I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back. And then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leap.
Muggsy's Leap. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she would play with its leaper, she would call it.
Mm-hmm. He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does,
lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior.
That
doesn't mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope. Not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know because. Between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, we had all the flip and chip and dip.
I still get those. On occasion. I
now
get the my
just,
guy on occasion.
You're getting the That's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.